Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. As if we don't have enough competition among ourselves. Big companies come in and start throwing educational content at the wall, flooding the market with all sorts of stuff. And they have the resources to distribute this content to the entire free world. What's a smaller player to do? Well, I've got some ideas. Here are ways that we can stand out in a sea of overproduced content. A couple of my fave strategies. Voice. That's right. Use your unique voice. Now, here's the deal. Many large organizations outsource their content marketing. That's okay. But the voice is the first thing to get muddled. It gets obvious. So this right here is a place where smaller players like us can shine. Our next best step? Think about creating a signature style, an approach of communicating ideas that will get some attention. Now, many of us have this, but we don't use our voice consistently. Let's work on that. Second up, approach. Another finding from the report, very little of the content is disruptive or inspiring. You know, the focus is on educating. Fair enough. But there's usually no position taken. Recommendations are seldom earth-shattering. But what if we can make people think? Now, stay with me here. If our content acknowledges what's really going on, or we say stuff that folks are thinking but not saying, we can stand out when the big boys are playing it safe. Now look, I know competing with the big dogs can look daunting, but think about this. If we can do what they can't, we can outshine the deep pockets. Make people think and feel, and then watch what happens next. We can't get brand awareness without breaking the bank. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.